injected too much.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back in this box.
Back in the hot box again. Hi, Mindy. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Mary. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's nice to be back in the hot box as always. Every Tuesday.
Yeah, of course. Every Tuesday live at SkidRowStudios.com. We had one fucking hell of a fucking February in the hot box.
Yeah, we did. A lot of magic, a lot of mayhem, a lot of metal, a lot of face melting.
Yeah.
A lot of gummy bears up in our mouths.
Too many fucking gummy bears.
Some chopped up shit.
Whoa.
So yeah, so we're here. It's you're listening to Skid Row Studios, the hot box at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So we're pretty pumped. We got the Pollywog crew, one of our first guests. They are back again, repping.
They were episode number 2. This is number 25.
Quarter of a century, or dude, of 100.
Do you realize what next week is?
What's next week?
26, which means our 6-month anniversary, half a year. We've been here.
Yeah, by this time you and I are domestic life partners.
We're getting there. We're gaining new fans, and we're grateful for you all.
Yes, we are.
People are tweeting us, and
yeah, people are tweeting our tweets.
Are twatting us and twitting us.
Yeah, they're twatting us. Twatting us hard.
We get some hard twatting up in here.
We do, yeah.
Last week was freaking amazing. That episode we did with Dale Crower.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys tuned in, but it was pretty special.
I have a feeling if you've listened to any Hot Box, it's been that one.
Yeah, definitely. That was a heavily downloaded one, and it's only getting better. I mean, like, every single episode is my favorite episode. That's good, right?
It's great. I love I love this, and I love life, and I love this green shit that I'm about to spark up because we're in the hot box. Let's make it official.
Hot box now. Yeah, I'm into it because it's no ordinary hot box unless it's being hot boxed by hot bitches, and that's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's happening right now. So yeah, you guys. As I said, we got Pollywog crew, and we're starting off March with a bang. We've decided that it's Iron Maiden March.
Made in March.
We've decided. I'm, you know, mustache March. So last year,
facial hair is for.
It's for men.
Fucking dudes.
It's for dudes. I don't need a mustache to prove that I got what it takes to pay the bills.
Well, somewhere out there in our guest room is Melissa from Oral Stimulation.
Yeah, she's here.
Me and her were talking. Speaking of mustaches, I don't know. I never actually tried it, but I told her that I might try shaving my coochie hair like a pot leaf.
Ooh, good one. I bet you could go to one of those little salons.
I have to grow the full bush before I try to make the pot leaf, and I just hate that.
Well, I'm really good at making stencils, so I mean, like, I can make you a stencil.
Let's do it. I will have the most epic bush.
Yeah, the pot bush. Wait, are you going to make it to where the pot leaf is the bald part, or are you going to make it to where the hair is the pot leaf?
I was probably thinking the hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I thought you were going to say you're going to do a handlebar mustache.
You do that one, okay?
I'll do that one?
You get the handlebar
mustache. Fine. Here you go, little lady.
Oh, the weed is back to me.
It's a shame that we're out of February only because I was trying to get everybody on board with Furburger February. Or like Furbuary, but like no LA women want to grow their hair. Down there. There's no more natural.
Are you talking about the armpit?
No, like the fur burger, like your lady burger.
I got the hair down there.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you got to have,
bald.
You're like, I'm not trying to be a child again. Because you're a woman. You're all woman, Mindy.
I'm a beast.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty epic. I'm teaching Dizzy, my beloved hamster, stand. She kind of gets it, but basically, it's like, I'll be like, when I first take her out, I'll be like, stand, stand, stand. And she'll just look at me, and then I'll pull out the treat, and I'll be like, stand. And then she'll stand, I'll give it to her. And then she'll just start standing, like thinking that I'm going to give her a treat. She doesn't get that she has to wait for me to say stand.
So now she's just on two legs all the time.
She's just like, every time I come in, she's like,
That's amazing. Look. I knew you were going to teach that hamster some wily tricks.
I discovered she loves broccoli.
That's really cute.
Yeah. So I'm buying her, like, broccoli all the time.
Dizzy would
I have a creature. I love, or critter. I like the word critter. I like to say that I'm a critter owner.
You are a critter owner. You're a critter owner, and your critter is a rascal. And yeah, your life's
I got one hell of a cute critter.
She goes rogue. She goes dumb like the Three Stooges. That's why we love her. I haven't met her yet. We also had a party.
Yeah, you need to meet Dizzy.
We had a Sunday party together where we grilled, and Mindy did the trek all the way to my neck of the woods and ate a bunch of food with us and got hella stoned. Like that macaroni and cheese bacon pie.
Bacon pie filled with macaroni and cheese.
That's what one of my sisters, it was my sister's birthday, and one of her friends came hard with bacon macaroni and cheese pie, and now three of my neighbors have all been like, dude, that girl with the pie, that was like the best pie. And it was like,
where's the pie?
You should probably tell her that, because that sounds like a pickup line.
Nairi's out there and she has the best
pie. She's got bomb ass pie.
It's cheesy
and bacony and so smoky.
delicious,
yeah. I could do that all day, actually. Just keep talking about people's pie. The people's pie.
The pie of the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't even know what we should do.
I'm going to cough for a minute. All
right. Oh, yeah. Use the cough button.
Oh, yeah, the cough button. Yeah,
but here is Skid Row Studios, www.skidrowstudios.com. We have cough buttons. We're supposed to hit them if we're going to make weird noises like coughs or eating food, but...
Or animal noises.
Or farting.
Yeah.
Today I watched a video of a hedgehog and someone was making fart noises, and then the hedgehog would like hide whenever he heard the fart noise.
I hide whenever I hear a fart noise. Because you know that you're about to get crop dusted. Sickly. So if you guys want to give us a call, since we have Pollywog crew in here, you guys are going to want to probably ask them some questions. It's 800-893-9562. We're going to do a little Maiden March kickoff to get things rocking, and then we're going to have the boys on. So once again, that's 800-893-9562.
Let's get heavy.
Yeah, let's get super heavy.
Are you fucking ready? Take my life!
Right.
Corbett.
Who did what?
Welcome back, fellas. We got the Pollywog crew back 23 episodes later. Yes. Hi, guys. Get real close into the mic, please, if you will. And yeah, it's
all right. I don't know if you listened to episode number 2 or not.
Time out. Can you guys hear me? All right, good.
But
they got under control, Jay.
We have some new listeners that weren't around for number 2. Why don't you each introduce yourselves?
Yeah, roll call.
Who you play in the Beastie Boys tribute band?
All right, my name is Jay. I play the role of MCJ, which is, I guess, MCA's counterpart. I don't know what to call it, but yeah. And I want to give a quick shout out to the Beastie Boy family. They're plugging us really well right now. That's cool.
That's what a Beastie does. Beastie fandom.
Yeah, awesome.
Our Beastie fan group.
My name is Alejandro, and I actually play the road manager, Alejandro.
Okay.
So it worked out perfectly for me.
So you didn't have to change your name or anything.
That's actually how I was casted, if you will.
Yeah, good.
My name is Pepe, and I play the rogue circus midget.
It just runs around the stage causing a muck.
The awkward part is he's a little too tall for it.
Oh.
So it's actually him as a hologram.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But
yeah.
He controls the hologram, so it works out.
Because a tall midget's probably a human, just a regular-sized human.
I'm actually used to pick fruit.
Sure.
I'm used to pick fruit on the off days. Oh. So I have like a really heavy burden.
Used to.
Thank God, used to.
Used to pick.
And we got the Annihilator here.
Yo, what's up? I'm DJ Lou Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Lou Man, you may not have heard last time.
Yeah, I was working. Actually, yeah, I was working at the airline.
First time in the box.
I am very pumped up. We are all up in here in the place to be.
Yes, we are.
I am the DJ of the crew, and I represent with the cuts, the scratches, and the zigzags. And we're all up in here, man. We've been doing good. It's been so far a very well journey, and I'm very pleased
to say
be
a very
here.
Well journey.
Yeah,
it's been very well.
I'm
journey.
Glad that we could.
It's a well ass journey.
Well done,
journey so
well,
far.
Well done, meat.
Yeah, so far, well. Yeah. Good.
We were there when it was first thrown on the grill, Mary.
We were, yeah, we were. It was like, hey guys, what are you all about? Now it's like you guys are like seasoned.
My
now they're sizzling.
Now we can't even tell you. Well, now we can't even. We don't even have time to tell you.
Oh yeah. We have to go through.
I mean,
your
I gotta be
agents.
Out here by 9:15. So
9:15. Okay. Oh, well, you're late.
You're past.
You're late.
Oh,
I missed the bus.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. Chevrolet's always works for me.
So I would let you guys know, me and Mary know DJ Lou Man from a little store called Dementia for all you weed smokers out there.
Valley shout out.
Those of you in the Valley. And also there's one where
we're a trio of awesome coworkers that held shit down for a good long while.
We held that down pretty well. The vibe and the energy and everything was well, right?
That was some well. Yeah. That was really well.
Yeah, weed
was well
held done. That down.
No, not even, because we're different individuals. And I mean, yeah, that was cool, but we all somehow came down. Everybody had a good taste of music.
Yep.
Come on,
yeah. No,
good
we listen
to music.
Oh, someone forgot about that.
And chew button.
And
health.
It just that's how I think Pollywog came, you know, down to its time now. Everything took its time, and because I was with these ladies right here that hold Hotbox down, came a year or 4 years later, they're doing their thing here, and I came across Pollywog crew. And yeah, it's been a cool, like I said, grade A meat right here, baby. That's how I serve it up.
It was grade A.
So grade A. You know, so it's been cool. We got this show coming up March 16th. And so far, I mean, we've been doing pretty good at the last few shows. Have a good little following. We've been hitting up networks and, you know, trying to get in. You know, so it's been going good. We've been rehearsing, practicing the show coming up. It's going to be also related to an opening art gallery of photography from Sonny Bach, which is going to be fresh. It's going to be at the 818 basement. If you guys haven't been there, that spot's been there for way minute. I used to buy my vinyl back in the days.
Is it? Didn't they move it, though? Like a couple
like two
blocks
shops
or
down.
Yeah, they moved it a
oh,
few
was
times.
It? Oh, okay.
They moved it a few
Mary,
times.
Mary, don't give us you and your two blocks.
Oh, yeah. When I say two blocks, I mean six or seven. But I walk fast, so it feels like 2 blocks. I wasn't kidding about Chevrolet legs. I walk on getaway sticks. You know, you walk too. You walk
I'm a
fast.
Walker.
I am too.
I do, and I hate everybody that goes slower than me too. Yeah. That's like my biggest pet peeve is like when I'm stuck behind slow walkers.
How are you driving?
Driving, I guess I drive the speed limit. I don't speed drive.
She drives tour buses
I like
all
to
day.
Speed walk.
Do you walk the speed limit?
No.
You should try that out. I think that might be the problem.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand the slow walkers either.
I do. I don't drive slow, but I'm like not a super speed driver.
Yeah. What is?
I drive carefully. I take my life seriously.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's I try nice. To walk as fast as possible.
I walk fast. I drive slow. And the metro takes me wherever I go.
Yes, it do. It most certainly do.
Yeah, so Beastie Boys tribute band.
That's us.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Your thoughts.
Yes. I was going to see if you guys wanted to do a little flow, throw something down in the studio. Yeah.
It could be anything.
On March 16th. Like a barber quintet.
I need to hear your best harmonized a cappella right now. We need this.
Yeah, it could even be, you know, Boys to Men, Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys.
Keep on falling.
You want to give us a little beat, Lou?
Do we have beats?
Your hands.
This with your hands?
Do we have instrumentals?
She's got it. She can drum.
All right. Got this dance that's more than real.
Fucking you put your left leg down and your right leg up. Tilt your head back, let's finish the cup.
He rocks the can.
He rocks it's so nice terrible. With Charlie Chan.
That's we're my favorite. Moet,
and we don't
mind shivers.
Wherever we go.
This is like the real show.
We bring the popcorn with us.
Yeah.
What's really funny is if you were just crooning Beastie Boys songs, it would take people like a second to know what song you were singing.
It literally took me like 10 minutes to figure out what we were doing.
You're like, I don't know what song.
To the family.
I don't know it at all. We were in practice for the studio.
Right, I was not.
Well, that's what we try to do. Like, we tried to get one of the guys on our last show to sing or to like, he like has like some growly, noisy electro stuff that he does, but he like remember he wouldn't. And we like, at least if we can get you to do it and you do it, that's all we want.
I think we leave a little little mystery to our
a little
our
to
thing.
The imagination. Yeah,
got this dance that's morning.
We got Pollywog crew and that sex appeal.
I just realized something, Mary.
What's that?
You remember there was an episode you missed recently where I had to sacrifice a stoner virgin by myself?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
The stoner virgin is in the other room. I was thinking maybe we can double sacrifice him and make him do round two with you in the house.
Oh.
Round two. To make you.
Get all the hot box.
Let's see what's going on out there, Nick?
He said, what up?
Is he down for this challenge?
I'm not sure.
Are you the mediator?
Ask him.
Is he going to walk in? Is he going to open the
door? Well, we could
always
play the music and see if he maybe will come.
Oh, he's coming in.
Came in. Welcome. Welcome to
the right. So we...
Nah, man, you're good to cook, man.
Let's just do a quick, like, yeah, give this dude the mic really quick. Alex.
Yes. Get on the mic.
How was your last show?
The last show was great.
I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm sorry you missed it, too.
My car took dumps. Like, dumps like a truck. Like, it was really, and I don't drive a truck either, so it was really, really annoying.
Like, it needs a diaper because it just can't keep it in its pants.
Yeah, it was a shitter. It was a shitter. It's still a shitter, actually. It shit itself to death. But I really wanted to be here last Tuesday. I want to be here every hot box, but this was going to be a special one where we were going to smoke the virgin out, and we. Yeah,
see,
the stoner
version. I really wanted to, like, tie him to the table and have, like, handcuffs sure. and, like you
How
know,
would you
like.
Handcuff?
Bloody daggers and shit. That would be a first weed smoking very epic experience.
If you actually sacrificed
Have you smoked since that
no,
episode.
So I
haven't. You're not high right now.
No, technically no. Not at all.
Technically no.
Had you ever smoked weed?
No.
And you did it on this show?
I did on the show.
Live on the air.
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
No, you know what? I made a pact with two of my boys like in fourth grade. That we wouldn't do any.
Until
I know.
You got on the Hotbox show.
The dare.
No, check this out. We made a fucking prophet. No, we did a thing where I would never do any drugs, and we beat each other up if we did. And those two guys have done anything and everything in the book, and I've been exposed
You've been
beating them up.
Yeah, practically.
Did you let them beat you up last time?
No, they actually...
they're in jail.
I told them. I mean, some of them told me we're like, what to do and some not.
They're in jail for beating their friend and doing a bunch of heinous shit. Wow. No, but I mean, so are they going to beat you up this time if you smoke with
no,
them?
No, they wouldn't beat me up at all. Yeah.
Well, because I mean, can...
I'm bigger than
can
them.
Can they blame
so.
You? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well...
You go, you're now that you've gotten high, you go... back to them and just kick the shit out of both of them.
Yeah.
Be like, you kept me from this? You yeah. kept me from this? No.
Yeah, snicker snag aww. Both of them. I dare you. Or give them like a good purple nurple.
Yeah, probably wouldn't. A little toilet swirly.
Yeah, just, yeah, a toilet swirly. Thank you for thanks for specifying that you only do swirlies in a toilet. There's a number of people that you could. Yeah. Let's pass it on over.
All right, so we're going to give him his second time smoking.
Oh, it goes to me first?
Oh, yeah, we should green it.
I get to go?
Green it, stoner virgin.
We're just doing this for you, like a virgin. Mm-hmm.
Dude, hold those rips in until you choke, man. You got to cough, then it's going to hit you.
Was that an instructional?
That's yeah, the voice
last
of
time
God.
Where'd it go?
That's the voice of God.
We talked about the show. Ball, I was like, what?
Uh-huh. Man, we didn't even turn on the mood lighting.
Oh, hey, we gotta have
kill
some
that light switch. Yes,
this is God.
Kill that light switch.
Yeah.
Good girl, Mindy. You tell him.
All right, all
tell
right.
Tell him to cut that light out. All right. So,
I got pulled over in Glendale last week. Would you like to hear my story?
Mm-hmm.
Glendale?
All right.
Glendale especially.
I'm driving in my car with my fiance, mm-hmm. and I have this sixth sense that I just know when I'm gonna get pulled
Where's
over.
Where's this go next?
Usually it's when the cop gets out of his way to get behind me, which mm-hmm. happens fairly often in the city of Glendale. And they pulled me over and they let me know my taillight was out. And for the fourth time, God, I'm 4 for 4, they let me go with a warning.
4 for 4 with a warning?
In Glendale.
In Glendale?
4 for 4.
Hell yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to the Glendale police. They're the finest police Every department. Court?
They're holding my man Jeff down I'm over not here. Nailing.
Do they have a? Do they have? Wait, does Glendale have its Gatorade. Own police force or are they LAPD?
Yo. I don't know.
Glendale got their own thing going on.
Oh, there. Do they?
Yeah. Glendale's like right. Burbank. Glendale's like
they
down.
They even have their
Glendale's
own little water plant.
Yeah, that's how down
Remember,
it is.
Remember, Glendale
the same way.
Shut down the cannabis cup as the second last minute option.
Or they to go don't be shitting on Glendale. We're trying to talk them up.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
Well, they well, while you no. were while you were flitting around like a stoner fairy around the studio a minute ago.
I was just saying my police department and my cell phone from.
He apparently got released 4 for 4.
Which just
allegedly, he's saying
word
allegedly.
Once my license was expired, they said, "Well, just get that updated."
Well, that's kind of them.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a cool.
Kind yeah. of cool. Yeah.
Just go to DMV, dude. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you need to do. I had a fix-it ticket for like almost a month and was just always like, I just got a fix-it ticket. I'm fixing it tomorrow. And they never. But.
Well, how about that?
I'm trying to catch.
How about I'm always not
right
trying to get pulled over.
Now I'm just driving around dirty. Now I'm just driving around with a taillight bulb in my back seat.
Yeah. No, like I didn't have insurance for like 3 days and I was the biggest little baby bitch on the planet. Like I was like, if I get pulled over, man, they're going to impound my shit. Like I can't go anywhere, but I'd still take it to the market. Like drive it to the store, drive it to pick somebody up, do whatever.
You're like, I got the munchies. I'm going to drive across the street.
I'm going to drive a little, but not, I'm not going to go far without insurance. I'm not like a total, like, you know, wild bitch. Not like that.
Does anybody have health insurance?
I'm so unwild.
Health insurance?
Yeah. I've heard of that. Turns out.
Does anyone? Who has health insurance in the studio?
I got free health care.
The fucking virgin.
The virgin's got,
the
or the stoner
who
virgin
do
who doesn't yeah, smoke any weed. Well, he's smoking or whatever. Now.
So we got like 3 people out of what? Like,
I got
there's at least 12. Yes.
I got dozen. Sunshine.
We got a dozen. We got an egg.
What, in here?
Carton.
On a cloudy
people,
day.
Right?
You got sunshine.
Don't smoke?
I got a question here.
Yeah, Jeff
yes.
and myself are not smoking.
How much
and myself
time before you all got a break next time?
Oh, good
oh,
question.
Oh, yeah. I was going to give a shout out to my boyfriend.
Yeah, Manny
Robles. Oh, yeah,
Robles.
Manny.
I got some shout outs
Manny Robles.
To Manny Robles.
Yes.
Manny Robles.
Because there's a...
He started Manny Robles.
There's a Laker game going on right now, and RIP Lakers, I have this
yeah,
little
pretty
feeling.
Much.
But he's starting a Lakers podcast starting tomorrow.
Right here at Skid Row Studios?
Not at Skid Row Studios.
Oh,
I don't
weird.
Know where.
Skid Robles.
Crazy. Well, basically, you guys are going to be like
Skid Robles.
Skid Robles. Skid Robles.
Nah, I'm just playing because my last name is Robles too.
Yeah.
My name is Luis Robles, so that's why I definitely.
I almost thought you guys were related
at one
point.
When I got
I'm sure we are in some way somehow.
Yeah. Well, you both.
And he's also like a super talented bass player. And he has this epic CD that's nowhere on the internet, so like nobody's heard it, and I'm going to play a song.
You should just upload it on the internet yourself.
Yeah, just
I should
put it on blast.
Just put it on
a
SoundCloud.
He doesn't know how to convert it to MP3. I think that's the hurdle he needs.
Oh, that's why the little thing there. I was wondering what your little gadget was.
All right. Here, this is a...
Go Manny.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Richard Ramirez beat down.
All right. Richard Ramirez beat down. Do they ever play any shows anymore?
They haven't for like a year and a half. Manny and the guitar player kind of have a weird love-hate friendship. The guy's kind of like a reclusive dick, but then their music jams so awesome together.
Was he Colonel Sanders?
No.
Oh, okay.
Colonel Sanders is alive and doing well, and he doesn't live too far from us in Koreatown.
Oh, K-Town, right.
Yeah.
Right.
K-Town, you crazy.
So crazy. Okay, so, well, you guys should probably tell us about your show. It's coming up on the 16th, March 16th.
Okay. So we have a show.
Break it down.
I'm Jay, again.
Hey, Jay.
Hello.
What's up, Jay?
All right. So March 16th, we have a show. It's going to be at the Basement 818 in Sherman Oaks. And it means a lot to us. Sunny Bach is a photographer, and she basically captured our childhood. I mean, she did all of the Licensed to Ill photography, and just an amazing photographer. If you check out her studio, Sunny Bach Studio.
How do you spell that?
You spell it SunnyBak.
There you go.
Sunny Bach.
And she's the shit. I mean, she captured some of the most beautiful images. I mean, MCA hanging on the Palladium sign to just some really beautiful photography. And I mean, she's going to have her t-shirts. She's got her imagery on Chucks. And you know, the thing is this, it's like, it's such an honor to do a show at the Basement, especially for us being from the Valley. And then just to be there with all the graffiti, all the photography. And I mean, and we're going to have a lot of people there just to support.
Just the history of the Basement.
Yeah, the Basement alone comes a long way. It's been in Ventura like few years, man. And it's changed a few spots, but definitely heads nowhere to go, where to go get hip hop, you know, cultured out. And
well, especially in the Valley too, like their vinyl selection's always been.
Yeah, I used to cop a lot of vinyl actually from Dark Tooth and a couple of dudes when I started spinning it on like early like 2002. And you know, they hold down a lot of events now, which is really good, I think, and necessary for that Valley area. And the show will be Saturday the 16th. It begins at 3. Poliwag Crew will go on at 4. It's until 8. And it's free for all ages. It's a definitely dope thing to bring your kids, the family. You know, it's on Ventura.
We're going to also, Sunny has... donated a piece of her one of her photos that is going to be auctioned off to a cancer fighting charity. Actually the proceeds will be going to a cancer fighting charity, and there's also going to be a raffle bag with you know, several goodies, Beastie Boy related goodies and other knickknacks in there. So
some,
you know,
live art, right?
Live art. Yeah.
Say Adams, dude. D.
I've
got some stuff.
Yeah,
there,
Sai.
Say or Sai?
Say.
Okay, so...
Say Adams.
Say is a very accomplished artist. And for a lot of y'all that don't know, he worked on a lot of the earlier Def Jam covers and stuff like that.
Was it Joey Krebs who did the Rage Against the Machine?
No, he won't be joining us.
Say is an iconic graffiti artist.
There's a guy showing up, Pablo Picasso.
Oh.
Will he be in attendance?
That's my third cousin right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
direct descent.
We will be the only act performing, which is kind of exciting for us and an honor. Right, guys?
It's
can
very
I
much.
Get a
yeah,
word
awesome.
On that?
How many shows? Yeah, how many I'm shows have you guys done after this one?
It's been about more than I think like what more than half a dozen. I think
probably like six, seven,
like a baker's
seven,
dozen.
Seven, eight.
That's pretty awesome.
I gotta say, you know, it's
this
been
basement one. It's like
that one's gonna be the hit, man. Yeah. Like I think you know what? Honestly, everybody should come out. Like I said, it's free, no cover charges. Come through. Enjoy. It's gonna be Saturday day. I'm sure you know. You could come through no matter what the weather is out here in Cali. And
well, it's probably going to be pretty. I mean, it's
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, it has to be. It's going to be an awesome event. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be artwork and photography from Sunny Bach, which she actually got to capture the moments of Beastie Boys when they started from Def Jam, Licensed to Ill, 88, 89, when they were really young, you know, catching wreck on everything. And then probably until like maybe like, you know, Paul's Boutique and Check Your Head. But regardless, this is going to be a good event. You know, come through, represent hip-hop, Beastie Boys, Poliwag Crew is going to perform. We got a good set coming up, you know?
So yeah, no kidding. If you guys, I mean, if anybody out there is Beastie
just
fan,
a great opportunity.
L.A.
to
and the Valley and the whole area.
Yeah, the Valley's dope. Like, the Valley, man, 818, and I stayed out there for man, quite some time. Like I said, like, we held down the 818 Dementia. North Hollywood First, man, I managed that piece for, like, 4 years, and we all used to, like, play hella music. That's all I could think. We played everything from Beastie Boys to...
Hit like fucking Pavement and Pixies and
Slayer.
And
Slayer can.
I mean, it goes down. Natalie's birthday.
The Alice in Wonderland soundtrack.
Happy birthday, yeah, Natalie. Right.
Natalie, the curator of the Basement 818, it's her birthday today. So, yeah.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy belated birthday to Nicole Orchard.
Yeah.
I never got
Nicole?
To say what's up, but the proper
happy
what's
birthday.
Up. I know y'all did it up.
Yeah, I know. Like, my little
big
sister. Yeah, we made sure she had a good ass birthday.
Fuck yeah.
I got my boy Billy Corbett
Nicole.
Listening in, just keeping this going. I mean, I'm looking at all of our comments.
There's some online
Beastie
twatting
family.
Going on.
There is.
People are twitting and twatting.
Twitting and tweeting for us.
So great.
Marissa.
So great.
A lot of people.
So just so you all know, our purpose for coming together was ultimately to keep the Beastie Boys sound alive out on stages. And the Beastie Boy idea and lifestyle that I think a lot of us embraced in the early 90s, especially when we were old enough to really take it all in. That whole, you know, when MCA passed away, it was very daunting for a lot of us. And it touched us really deeply to the point where we're like, you know, we have to do something personally because, you know, about it. And you know, not only come together, but we came together also to... you know, help where we can as far as raising money towards the fight of cancer. You know, we always pledge to donate a percentage of our earnings towards that. And that's going to be our staple to assure we hang our hats on. And that's, I just wanted to say that for y'all that, you know, have never seen us or heard us or don't know anything about us. That's basically.
That's your guys' mission.
And go to our Poliwag crew.
Only that, like I feel like the Beastie Boys. I feel like I was raised by the Beastie Boys. Like,
yeah, I mean, and they
for
had,
the ages that we all are, and like the times, like that we like we would scream Beastie Boys lyrics at each other, and
they,
like,
they
like all stoned at work, just like
They definitely had a whole purpose. I mean, they touched out people through their music, but they definitely like towards. You know, their peak, they definitely had messages to send out, like fighting cancer. All of us have people that have fallen from breast cancer, throat cancer, liver cancer, cancer, tumors, and all that, you know? So
we're saying fuck cancer.
Yeah, fuck cancer, you know? That's the whole movement on its own. But not only that, they fought for a lot of stuff. And you can still catch, you know.
They fought for the right to party.
Yeah, and that too, man. Yeah. Yo, if you catch them, and that's the dope part that I relate to as spinning for this group as a DJ, like what they did early on, they definitely were wilding out. They definitely
loved the ladies.
They love the ladies, man. Who
the ladies? The ladies. Yo, the
They're
ladies.
All about the ladies, and that's
hey,
probably
ladies.
Yeah, exactly. Get, you prefer get, that. Get,
yeah, come on.
They Yo, hate cancer.
They hate cancer. They
smash a whack MC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They totally will, and they love the ladies.
You know, I just want to say, like with cancer, like really, I think people need to invest in looking at like the causes of cancer and focus on putting non-toxic
they should get on
in
that.
Their bodies.
They should get on that.
I think
my girls
we need to invest in like seriously like prevention and getting back to like natural
like how to not get cancer.
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to do something, you got to talk to your local congressman or congresswoman, because they're the ones that pass the bills for everything
like,
that go into your
I
food.
Think about a lot.
Just go to Germany.
You do? That much, really?
I get a kneecap surgery.
You just go to Germany and they'll cure what ails
Kobe,
you.
Kobe.
Yeah. Well,
have you ever heard of the Gerson miracle?
Dirt star.
You guys
watch
ever
that documentary. It's about. You guys should watch
Germany?
It.
You guys ever heard of Lou Mag dropping
a
girth?
Can't practice in the U.S. because he has a method that's not chemotherapy or radiation.
I like Dirk McGirt.
So
me too.
They're based out of Mexico.
Jeff's going to drop the D.
All great
All
doctors
day.
Are based out of Mexico,
Every day.
I've come to learn.
All great
I know.
Yeah. doctors. Every single doctor that I prefer to go
All
to.
All great gargantua.
I'm
going to
drop a what?
All great gargantua.
What do you guys want to go to?
Big ass girth.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm not sure
the shout outs keep it coming.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take a break so that we can get higher.
You guys, hey, we want to hear
play
we
a
hear
bit
for some people.
What you
yeah,
want?
We also do. You guys
have
you guys have two
that
songs.
Call
we're
my
gonna
friends
play.
From the Beastie family.
We don't have two songs.
I mean, my
friends
got
two songs.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Let's get, you know,
Billy.
All right. So the phone number here.
Sonny.
The phone number here is 800
Ricky and Mike.
999, never mind.
No, it's
1-800
893-9562. All right, so we're going to play some music and then we're going to get back. You guys should try calling.
SkidRowStudios.com.
SkidRowStudios.com.
Camel toe. It's a musical masterpiece. Hear what I'm feeling with an ass cool at least. What's running through my mind comes through in my walk. True feelings are shown from the way that I talk. And
professionally to tell the truth. I am exactly what I want to be. Now add fraud and MCA. Yeah. Well, let's rock this joint in the old school way.
Well, I'm on to the crack of dawn. Mowing down MCs like I'm mowing the lawn.
I go on. Like nothing can face me.
You think you'll ever be see me?
One of these days.
Like the clown,
but for now,
I'd like to ask you how
you like the feel of the bass.
We're back.
Hell yeah.
After some Beastie Boys.
Got these dances more than real. Drink breast monkey is how I feel.
Man, I love this shout out hour.
You're in the Obnox box with us. And
It's kind of moist in this box.
Yeah, it's a hot house, hot box.
It's hot up
hot house hell. Plants.
Heavy.
We got the disco ball cracking.
Love the disco ball.
It's a disco moment.
Yeah, it is. It's anytime there's a disco ball, it's like it's under popping. The sea.
You can't go
somewhere
wrong.
Waiting for me. So yeah, basically you guys, you know, on March 16th, if you weren't listening
the
about
day before St. Patrick's
5
Day.
Minutes ago, yeah, day before St. Patty's, so you'll be in good health.
Definitely. The way to get it cracking for St.
Yeah,
Patrick's
really.
Day.
Like, get it started with some Beastie Boys.
Bring your red
if you got
cup.
Any
bring
love
your red
for the Beastie Boys and you're in the valley on Saturday or you're in the over the hill.
If you're
and
in Southern California.
Any inspiration
period.
In your life, come out and pay tribute with us. That's what we're yes. there to do. And yes. we're going to do the best of our ability and we need you all to feed off of.
Sunny Boxy, iconic photography.
We got something to give back and that's what we're going to be there doing.
Yeah, so you guys, it's Beastie Boys. It's a good cause. It's the basement.
It's free.
It's hey, beat to the beat, the beat, baby.
On some real stuff, the basement, man, honestly, the basement, they set it off. Like, when I started spinning, like, them dudes were always humble. Until now, they're still humble and dedicated to the craft of hip-hop
the
and
show
all that
is free,
stuff, so.
Unless I already told you there's a cover, and I'm going to need that before I go on.
So it may or may not be free. Take your chances.
See me. At the door.
You were probably going to buy something to eat that day, but instead...
Alejandro.
Shout out to all the Poliwog crew fans. We got fans worldwide now.
Yeah, we got fans. Make sure you guys
Australia,
check them out.
Kim, yeah. Lisa. We got so many fans across
the
world.
Shout out to the Munchkins. Sonny, Vaughn, Cyrus, yeah. David. All the Munchkins holding down. Make me feel like Bob Marley in the house.
Yeah.
I got a whole tribe.
Every last little Munchkin.
You know what I'm saying? But they're the ones that keep me going, and this is how we pump it down. Poliwog crew gonna represent right for you guys, man. So if you want to come through, check it out for yourselves. March 16th, Saturday, 3 to 8. Dope gallery, good people, good vibes, good music. There's gonna be DJ spinning.
We free are buffet.
Free. Oh, they got buffet.
You guys can get Jack White's gonna be there playing live.
Free buffet.
You guys can get pictures outside. Taken with me.
Dwight Yoakam,
Jay,
Dwight Yoakam,
Dino's doing
that.
I'm going to be dressed like a giant moose knuckle and taking pictures of the crowds.
Dino's giving autographs.
Well, and there's an Arby's down the street, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
There's an In-N-Out.
There's an In-N-Out that's closer, actually.
There would be In-N-Out.
There's some yogurt
around there. What's that sushi
around
spot
there?
Right around there?
Oh, Gyukaku.
Ah, that's Bob. Man. They helped me down with the pictures. Woo,
yeah, they did. Yeah, Gyukaku's got pictures.
Lou Girl. Dolls
I'm rubbing my mustache against your microphone.
Doll Uno's in the house.
Doll Uno! My favorite doll, the only doll.
Yeah, only doll.
What up?
That's what keeps me running.
There's never been another doll.
My battery charged up.
Yeah.
If you guys missed this show, then you might want to check back on our either our Facebook page.
Or website.
Yeah, so Facebook.com/Poliwog Crew, or you can see us at... Poliwogcrew.com.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
cool.
P-O-L-L-Y crew.
No, no, my man. There's a wog.
I missed the wog.
I got the wog.
And the whole crew, too. And then the whole crew.
I missed the whole crew.
And then crew. Yeah,
what do you think? All he did was spell Poly.
Poly crew.
How can you ever wear that shirt I got made for you?
You guys have shirts made?
We should get shirts
made. I got a shirt made. We will have merchandise coming up.
I got a puffy paint shirt, and it was bedazzled.
All right, now you're just telling stories.
I can't believe none of you folks bleed? Out there have anything to say to us.
I can't believe.
Oh, well, believe it, because they never call us too. They all get so shy.
I'm offended.
Don't be offended.
They get
super I'm good. As long as they're listening. If you guys are listening, I'm good, man.
I don't know if I think.
Jay's going to hold major resentment.
There's about 3 minutes.
We actually have a prize giveaway.
We got people
to the third caller.
Yeah, do we have any family?
Anybody wants to call in?
We got a prize giveaway to the third.
We got one rotten banana here for y'all.
Anybody's calling in right now?
We really got something special for you.
We've been taking turns sitting on it, so it's a nice smelty banana.
You got about 4 minutes left to call in.
No, I told you they get too scared or they're too high. Like. We'll be like, come on and give us a call.
And time, we got a crank call.
We usually get crank calls.
Hold on.
Don't let fear run your life.
1-800.
Don't let,
893.
Just assume the risk. Call into our radio station.
Props to Mindy.
They're coming from the dude from Pollywog.
Yeah, big props to Mindy and Mary. Thank you very much for having us back here.
Down, dude. This shit is.
What happened to that other girl that was here when we came in?
Cassie's usually time traveling. Kick her out? No, we would never kick her out. She's always part of the
time travel.
She say something she shouldn't have.
No, I wish. I wish she'd say more than she shouldn't have.
Did she put her nutsack on your drum set?
Oh, but Cassie, if you have any nuts, they're welcome on my set.
Yeah.
Ooh, straight Jesus up. Lady.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. It's that's how it's served up in here. Hotbox Radio.
There's been many times that Cassie's a humper. She was the humper.
The humper?
She was a leg
little
humper.
Bunny.
She is, yeah.
Humpback.
We miss your humps.
The phone's not ringing.
I just want to remind all you box listeners out there that we have a webpage, hotboxshow.com, that you can check out to connect to our Facebook, listen to our on-the-street interviews on our SoundCloud.
Yeah, and our songs, our wonderful
Super Smash.
Who is
it that you interview
song
on the street?
And if not, you can check them out on Facebook.
Club. I interviewed the editor of High Times.
How do you know that?
How do I know
I did
that?
Business card?
Because
I often tell people I'm the editor of High Times.
He had a business card. His name
I do, too.
So you're an imposter, then.
We went
in so many ways.
They're
going
to get you.
So many ways.
They're going to get you.
You just got an imposter off the radio.
Watch out for this guy. You're an imposter.
Shut up in the box, bitches. We got a caller. Hey, caller. Welcome to the conversation.
Please. Hello?
Please don't.
Hey, hi. Please. What's going on?
Hola, this is Rosa Rodriguez.
Fuck yeah. You're the third caller.
Hi, Rosa Rodriguez.
This is your neighbor down the street, and your cat is in my tree.
Wait, where? I don't think you know. Wait, what did you say? Your cab is in my street?
Is this the hot box?
This is the hot box.
Yeah, woo, woo.
I love the hot box.
Well, hey, clap for us. Clap for us, then.
You sound like a swinging senorita.
We need to drop her.
Do you have the Pollywog crew there?
We have the Pollywog crew.
Yeah.
Oh, are you calling? They're giving a prize?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Yeah. We've got a rotten banana here for you.
Oh, goody, goody.
Goody, did you say goody, goody?
You just...
She said goody, goody. I've never heard nobody say some shit like that of a life before, dog.
Clap the booty.
I got a banana.
She
got a rotten banana.
We're going to make you administrator of our webpage.
Yeah.
For 1 week. Congratulations. Get it done.
She's giggling.
She sounds so fake.
Well, this is, oh man, it's almost over. This has been the Hot Box.
Hot Box.
Pollywog crew.
Represent
Pollywog crew.
Pollywog crew, March 16th.
The basement.
Love you too.
Skid
Row Studios.
All right, check it out.
See you next Tuesday.
Yes,
serious. 22nd, March 16th.
We have Level 7 as our special studio guest.
And we'll see you then.
Saturday, March 16th, before the UFC fights.
I've heard of Level 7.
No, we're going to be there.
No, you haven't.
March 16th, we'll be there.
Yes, she has.
No. 3-8. 3-8.
All right.
Okay. DJ Newman, Jeff D, MCJ, D Rock, and Rock.
See you next week.
Mary and Mindy put it in the hot box.
Bye.
Next week with Level 7.
Get off the bus.
Level 7.
I ride on the
hot
bus into the city every day.
Yeah, it's hard to.
I sit on my seat and I dream myself away.
Is it
already
on or is
are we done?
Dream
on. Thank you for listening to the Hot Box.
Bye, guys.
Radio.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next Tuesday.